mention three.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Down here in Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date, it is July 4th, 2021. It is Dependence Day. It's been a full week of news, sound bites, and news that is being passed off as real news, but much of what we would call and label the fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insights. Share what you have learned. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Donald Rumsfeld is dead. 88 years old. 88 years too long, I say. The true butcher of Baghdad is dead. Good. It's not very Christian-like, Steve. It's not very Christian-like of you. Only a fool would say a prayer for the devil. I am no fool. Good riddance. Let's hope he can carry a few more down to hell with him. There was a circle of despisable people that surrounded George W. Bush. That's just one gone. I hold them accountable, responsible for the hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqi, Afghan citizens. Innocent people perished. Their lives being called collateral damage. How insulting is that? To call the people you just butchered, turned to confetti, collateral damage. Burn in hell. Donald Rumsfeld, burn in hell forever. Tonight is Dependence Day. We have less rights and less freedoms this year than we had last year. I'm not going to go on a rant. I've done that before. Not sure it's done any good. I have a flyer on my desk here, proper flag etiquette presentation, the rules how you fly a flag to show respect. In my studio in front of me here, I have a 12-inch by 8-inch miniature flag, cloth flag. It's on the wall. It's not in the usual fashion, though. It's not the way it should be presented. It is upside down. It is inverted. To send a clear message, to remind me every time I come into my studio here and I sit down behind this mic, to remind me we are not a free people. We are a nation in distress. Flag outside my house, is upside down. It is inverted. It is telling my neighbors, it is telling people who come by my house that I recognize that we are a nation in distress. I'm not happy about that. Every 4th of July, I talk about freedoms. What freedoms? What do we have left? Every crisis they create, manufacture, removes rights and freedoms. And by the way, get this through your heads. I know you get it. Some people don't get it. You may remind them that mandates remove your rights and freedoms, okay? So don't give me the BS that we're a free people. This is a free nation and a great nation. It's not. It could be, but it's not. And with this newest administration, getting worse. Slow Joe, mind is gone. Cackling hyena, Harris, who laughs through everything because she's incompetent. That's a defense mechanism, by the way, for her incompetence. Again, on my wall here, the inverted flag here, I look off to the right-hand side of that flag, and I see three heroes. I see three people that I admire. Three men that risked it all. Starting off with Bradley Manning, and I will not call him Chelsea Manning. Sorry. Hope that doesn't offend anybody. Call him Bradley Manning because that's what he started off as. He's standing there and he's at parade rest, if you understand that in the military. He's at parade rest. And several, looks like FBI agents, getting ready to lead him to court to charge him with crimes against the state, the country, espionage. And off to the side of him is Julian Assange doing the fist pump, which is saying power to the people. And off to the side of him is Edward Snowden on Wired magazine, holding the American flag dearly. He loves his country. I love my country. You love your country. But what has happened to our country? It clearly is a nation in distress. I saw a little clip today. You don't see much of this guy in the news these days, but every once in a while you see him pop his head in there, and I guess he's political or he's semi-political. That would be Henry Winkler, the Fonz, saying that this nation is very much divided, and it will take a catastrophic, cosmic event to bring America back together again. I disagree. That would be true if you really truly believed the fake news out there that we have a thing called systemic racism in this country. We don't have it. You remember what I keep telling you? Seeing is believing. I talk to a lot of people. I really do. I talk to a lot of people on my moves about town. Wherever I go, I talk to people. I talk to brown people. I talk to black people. I talk to everybody. And I feel them out, and I get to see where they are coming from, how they think, what's going on. Are you watching the news? Are you believing the news? And I have yet to find anybody who says that America is a racist nation. Haven't found one. Not one black person that says he feels oppressed. He feels they've done him wrong. He demands reparations. I haven't found any of those people. Not one. There is no such thing. It's a figment of their imagination. It is their delusion. There is no systemic racism. Just as there is no global warming. Sure, you've got a couple people here and there that may be racist, but can you generalize?
that's the time. You get me running, and you know I'll be around.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Light the castle in its corner, in a medieval game. I foresee terrible trouble, and I stay here just the same.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.
language I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Tonight, looking back at my old collection, I pulled it out today. I said, let's do some Dire Straits early stuff. Telephone number here, 1-800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. If you have the minutes, so appreciate it. I'm going to hold off on calls for right now, but please keep that number handy, and I definitely want to hear what you have to say today. Let's hope we have a better turnout this week than we had last weekend. What was it, Father's Day weekend last week, and I had two calls. Wife said, you know, maybe next year at Father's Day, maybe not do the show. I don't know. People just listened and call in. Nothing to add to the conversation, but only two calls. That's pretty low for me. But, oh well. We won't talk about that. This article here I'm talking about, the spike protein is the killer. Beware of the messenger RNA vaccines, by Peter Koenig, I guess. Koenig? Koenig.
I'm going to read a couple.
All right. Well, we had some technical difficulty on my side here. I have no idea what's going on, but we're going to try this all over again, and I don't know how much I got through. So you know what? I'm going to start over from the very beginning here. It is Dependence Day. It is July 4th, 2021. It is Dependence Day, and I was talking about that I have a flag outside my house, and it is inverted, showing me, showing the world, telling everybody that I believe, and I can back up, I guess, that this is a nation in distress, and it is inverted, and I have one in my office here, a very small miniature cloth flag, upside down also. It is inverted. A nation in distress. Alongside that, I have three heroes on my wall in nice frames, starting off with Bradley Manning, leading over to Julian Assange, because they have to kind of go in order, because Manning gave information to Julian Assange. And of course, my last picture on the wall would be that of Mr. Edward Snowden, gripping, holding on dearly to the American flag. Every year, talk about freedoms. July 4th, freedom, Independence Day. We lose freedoms and rights every year, every year. I had a blow up last year. This year I'm not going to blow up, but I am going to voice my opinion and say we are less free this year than we were last year. And to prove my point, mandates don't belong in a free society, okay? Mandated this, mass mandated vaccines, mandated this, social distancing, closing down your businesses, that's not part of a free society. We are not a free people. After September 11th, rights and freedoms were taken away, more surveillance organizations, more bureaucracy was put in place to take away our freedoms, our rights and our freedoms. And they said they will guarantee you safety. That's why we're doing it. We're guaranteeing you safety. We need to do these things. And we're going to come back to normal. But we never did come back to normal, did we now? We hear this all the time. We'll come back to normal. We never do. And then the rhetoric starts to fly around. We're talking about the new normal. What is the new normal? The new normal is that you're never going back to what you had as rights and freedoms. That's the new normal. And that's going to change again next year, probably. So again, the flag is inverted upside down. This is a nation in distress, and I want people who come by my house, who drive by my house, to understand that. I have a reminder here. I used to talk about this in a very positive light years ago. I don't talk about it anymore. It's American flag etiquette, how to properly display your flag to show your respect for the American flag. I saw two violations of that today walking around outside in my area. One flag being behind a truck. I don't know what this thing with flags and trucks. It's kind of redneckish to me. But flying a flag in the back of your truck, I guess it's stuck between some cinder blocks. And the back of the flag was ripped all up. I saw a woman wearing a flag as a garment, which is a no-no. We see that quite often in the Olympics. Wrapping yourself in a flag, an American flag, it's a definite no-no. It's in there's 10 rules and restrictions on how to display the American flag. I see the violations all the time, so people don't even know or understand how to display the American flag. So if they don't understand how to display the American flag to show respect, they surely don't understand freedoms, rights and freedoms, and they probably haven't recognized what they've lost in rights and freedoms. You know, the frog in the boiling pot of water that slowly turns the heat up here, it's been gradual. From last year to this year, we've lost more rights and freedoms. And now they're ramping it up. They're turning up that heat a little bit more. Think about that. We'll come right back to it. And I've got a clip for you you're just going to love. It may be offensive to some. I will give you fair warning to leave the room. Stay tuned. This is Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Well, that's so. I still have an audience here. I know we kind of blow the beginning of a show here, and people think, "Oh, it's just music today. He didn't show." Well, no, I'm here. I have no idea what happened. Maybe it was that comment about Donald Rumsfeld going to hell and calling him the butcher of Baghdad. That the FBI, that kind of got in their cyber team, got in my computer and shut me down for a little bit. But I'm back. I'm back. And I'm not going to censor myself tonight. I'm going to speak freely to you. I'm going to play a clip here. Sam's going to play a clip. But let me give you a little intro to the clip. I've played it before. I was the first on the network to play it in its entirety using the original script and language. And I'm going to keep the original script and language for a very good reason, in that it's appropriate for what's going on here. The anger and frustration. You know, when people lose their cool and they start talking with some foul language, you know they're pissed. You know they're very angry. They're very upset. And it wouldn't feel the same. It wouldn't be the same. And would you really know somebody was angry if they didn't use language like this once in a while? You would never know. So you have to go to the other level, the extreme, to saying, I'm showing you I'm really, really pissed. And that's why I use the colorful language here. So the clip has a little bit of language. If that offends you, you have about, I'll tell you, 5, 4, 2, 1. You're ready. Leave the room if that bothers you. I'm sorry, but it's going to stay in. like I said, it's purposeful. It needs to be in there. Well, let me set you up for it. It was a show many, many years ago. I think it quit in 17. I loved the show. It was one of the best shows on TV at the time about, it was called The Newsroom. Jeff Daniels was an anchor. We're playing a character by the name of Will McAvoy. And to be honest with you, it was probably the best TV show at the time, talking about news, trying to get the real story. It may have been quite intimidating to the fake news. People are saying, hey, why can't you be more like this news network on TV? These people really go after the story. They correct themselves. They're found that they're accountable for what they talk about. They eat crow when they have to. And they don't make fake news stories. I think that's where we've started seeing the term fake news in this series called The Newsroom. So Jeff Daniels is invited to be part of a Q&A session at a college university. And, of course, he's the middle guy in the middle there. You've got a politician on one side, and you've got a college dean on the other side. And we know how liberal they can be. And so the students there at the college are, you know, raising their hands up and being called on for a question. And a young girl stands up, probably 20-ish years old, asks a question to Will McAvoy. Actually, she asks a question to all three. And Jeff Daniels, Will McAvoy, is the last to answer. And he soft pedals it a little bit here, and then he gets pushed a little further. He gets pushed a little further. And there's a woman in the back. Actually, it's his producer in the back with a big sign that's saying, "We could be." And then he just unleashes, says, "You know what? It's time to be honest here. I'm in a college university here, and I've got to be honest and free to tell these kids, you've been brainwashed, okay? You've been brainwashed, and I'm going to set you straight. It's going to shock the hell out of you, what I'm about to say. It's going to shock you, but maybe shock you in a good way to open your mind and start thinking for yourselves and look around. Like I say, seeing is believing. I've said this a million times since I've been on this network. Seeing is believing. You see it, it's real. Okay. Sam, let's go ahead and play this clip. If you are offended by language, leave right now. Go ahead and play the clip, Sam.
Let's move on to the next question. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I'm a sophomore, and this is for all three of you. Can you say in one sentence or less what, you know what I mean? Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Will? The New York Jets. No, I'm going to hold you to an answer on that. What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it. Diversity and opportunity and freedom and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing. You don't look satisfied.
One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of her paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey!
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is There is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period generation period ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yosemite? Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
Never get tired of hearing that clip because it touches me, because it's so true. It's so accurate. Talk about a human moment. We want a human moment from you. When there's a human moment, somebody blew his top, got very angry, and was no longer going to be politically correct anymore. So he lost his tongue, lost his language. You ever felt that way? I have. I contain it most of the time. But there's times when I don't. And that's okay. Because then I'd let people know that I'm really angry and I'm not going to accept this and tolerate this anymore. So it was necessary to leave that in the dialogue. Diversity and diversity, opportunity, freedom and freedom. Diversity, which is, well, the new repackaged affirmative action. It's discriminating. It doesn't include you and myself. Opportunity. Really, do we really have that many opportunities anymore? Freedom and freedom, just words. Nothing to back it up. Nothing to back it up. Notice they just throw that out there. Freedom and freedom. Don't bother to give you any examples. They just say it because it must be true, and you need to believe it because I said it. I'm a politician. Freedom and freedom. We have freedom. Great. We have freedom. Can you elaborate a little more on those freedoms? I just don't see them anymore. The Founding Fathers, freedom. Like I said, pulling away from England, we're going to do our own thing. We're going to go down our own path. We're going to make our own decisions. We're going to decide for ourselves. We are going to organize. This is a new country. We don't need any help. We don't need any oppression. We don't need any oversight. We can do it on our own. So we trade one slave owner, basically, one tyrant for another. Never saw it coming. Never thought it was happening, that my own government would turn against its own people. Are we a divided nation? I don't think we really are. But they want us to feel that way. They want us to believe that we are a divided nation. As I said earlier in my opening, talking about systemic racism, I don't see it. Like I said, seeing is believing. I've talked to a lot of people. Not one said that this is a racist country. Not one. Not one at all. I can't find one. Such a racist nation, then why is everybody flocking to our southern borders right now, trying to get into the racist nation? You see, seeing is believing. They can say it all they want. Doesn't make it true. How could you ever be a racist nation and have a black president, and a black first lady? It's not possible. Look at Congress. Look how many black people are in Congress. How could that possibly be in a racist nation? It can't be. Again, we are not a racist nation. We've made some mistakes in the past. I'm not going to say we. They have made some mistakes in the past. That one going out to Keith Rogers. Not taking credit for anybody else's stuff. They made bad choices. They governed badly. They hurt people. They oppressed people. They discriminated. But that's all been undone. We're no longer like that. They are no longer like that. And now they are again. At least they tell us that we are the ones, not them. I tried to figure out liberals. And what I figured out about liberals or liberalism is that it is a mental disorder. The extreme liberalism is a mental disorder. Let me give you a little story. Something happened many, many years ago. Living in Utah, I had a friend. She thought she had talent in singing. She was so-so. Invited me to go to one of her performances up in Salt Lake City, Utah. I said, sure, I'll go. I'll drive. She came over. We drove up there. We had several hours to wait before we went in to her performance to sing. Stopped off one of my favorite places in Salt Lake City called Red Rock Brewing Company. Red Rock Brewing Company. Has the best food, pub food I think I've ever eaten. Salads, you name it, everything. Sandwiches. They make their own beer there. Craft beer. Stout. My favorite beer, stout. The dark stuff. And with a meal, typically, I will have one beer with my meal. I will not overindulge because I know I'm driving, I'm going somewhere. So I'll have one beer with the meal, and there's no buzz effect. There's nothing there. So I drink my one beer. She has her meal. Look at my watches. Well, it's got some time. We'll waste a little time. Decide to drive over. She did her little performance, her singing performance. It was about 4 hours, 3.5 to 4 hours from the time we were at the pub to the singing performance. So she finishes the performance. We walk outside. And she says, hand me the keys. Hand you the keys. Yeah, I'm driving. You were drinking. I'm driving home. It's 40 miles from Salt Lake City to Provo. I'm driving. You were drinking. Yeah, I was drinking 4 hours ago. I had one beer. So if that was a concern of yours that I was under the influence and probably shouldn't be driving, wouldn't that been a concern immediately after finishing the beer and the dinner and getting ready to leave? Evidently, it was not. So I drove to the performance, and then on the way back, we're leaving the performance, and now she wants to drive because I've been drinking. Now, this is the liberalism I'm talking about here. It doesn't have to make sense. It's emotion-based, not fact-based. And all it has to, it's through their interpretation, their own little delusion. And so I made the comment, if it wasn't an issue immediately after drinking the beer, why is it an issue 4 hours later? And she would not give me an answer because she couldn't give me an answer. It was a control thing issue, evidently. And I would not give her the keys. And we had a huge fight right there in the parking lot. And I said, get in. You want to come back, go back home. Get in the car. If you're not, find a way home. I'm going to play these games. She got in the car and was silent all the way home. Slammed the door when she got out of my car. And I'm trying to figure out, this is the liberal thinking, I'm trying to figure out how somebody can make these demands of me. And I ran across these people before. I didn't know that she was this kind of person. but she's a liberal. She doesn't have any credibility. And everything they do is emotion-based and not fact-based. That relationship went nowhere. It's a good thing I didn't have anything for her. She was not my type. I think I was just being very nice in saying that I would go. I wish I hadn't. But now I got a good story I share with you. And so that's liberalism. It doesn't have to be fact-based. It just kind of has to be. It's based on emotion. It's a whim. A lot of the times it's a whim. And sometimes it just has to stick. Of course, the psychological component of it is to make you feel guilty, like you did something wrong, and have you give in to their demands. If I'd given in to that, what would that said about me? I would said I'm a very weak man. We come back. We take your phone calls here. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic. 800-313-9443. If you have the minutes, that's great. If you don't, you go to 512-248-8252. Want to hear what you've got to say? It is July 4th, Dependence Day. Do you feel free?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we are back to Soft Beat Pass. Steve Elkins at the mic here. We're going to go to the phones here. I think maybe somebody got shaken up. They loved the clip. I hope they did. That Jeff Daniels clip is the best. I'm going to have to keep playing that one. It just has to sink in. And please share it with others. It's on YouTube, still there. Andy in Texas, you're on the show.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, Andy in Texas, you're on.
Oh, okay. No, hey, so, okay, right off the bat, you were talking about the flag, how you're flying it upside down, which shows the stress and why not. You know, I work for a Mexican dude who's been in this country since the 1980s, since Reagan, you know, gave him that deal or whatnot. He's a really good, he's actually a really good guy, and he's abiding by the laws and stuff. But he opened up a car lot here in Lubbock, Texas, and for whatever reason, he wanted to put up an American flag. And when he put it up, he put it up upside down. And it lasted for like a month, and all of a sudden, or not a month, like 2 weeks, and the police came by and started making a big deal out of it because they finally realized that that was a distress signal. And it was a big joke to the Mexican gentleman that I worked for, but I had to go up and change the thing because they actually thought, well, maybe somebody was being held there. But, I mean, to me, that was appropriate because even then we were in distress. Now, having said that, apparently here in Lubbock, we don't understand what the 4th of July means. We don't even have a clue why, okay, today's the 4th of July. We're not partying, celebrating, shooting fireworks, doing anything. Why? Because they chose the 3rd of July to do all that. They had their 4th of July parade on the 3rd. They had a big concert in the park on the 3rd, and then they shot their fireworks off on the 3rd. And now we get this day of 4th of July rest, and then tomorrow we get to celebrate the national version of 4th of July. That's when they recognize it. So they literally skipped over the 4th of July here in Lubbock.
Yep.
This is crazy.
They did the same out here, too, and back in California, where I used to live, too. Yeah, the same. You know, the 4th of July has taken on a whole new feeling now. It's not about freedom as a country and freedom as a people and having rights and freedoms of the Constitution and this country. It's about the freedom to eat as much picnic food as you want, drink as freedom to drink as much beer as you want to guzzle. It's the freedom to shoot off things, fireworks, blow things up. I got somebody outside down the street here. They're shooting off cannons right now. My dogs are freaking out. Even though I gave them some CBD oil to calm them down, it's ridiculous the amount of money people spend on fireworks and for what. They don't quite understand. They've been dumbed down. They don't know what the 4th of July is supposed to mean. And it's taken on a whole new feeling now, and it's not about freedom and rights anymore. Stay on the line, Andy. We'll come back at the top of the hour here. We've got top of the hour break. Stay tuned, everybody. One more hour to go. This is Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it